Support for Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help on KSMU comes from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Over the past 15 years, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks has distributed more than 400 grants, totaling nearly $5 million from the Lewis L. and Julia Dorothy Coover Charitable Foundation. This in partnership with Commerce Bank, Commerce Trust Company. Mrs. Coover established this unrestricted fund, giving volunteer committees the ability to grant funds annually to needs she would not have been able to anticipate. In this segment of Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, the generosity and philanthropic vision of Dorothy Coover, as told by the CFO's Grant Program Officer Bridget Dirks and Jill Reynolds, Vice President at Commerce Trust and Chair Emeritus of the CFO.
Mrs. Coover predates me at the Commerce Bank, the Commerce Trust Company, but I'm happy to share with you my understanding of what I do know about Mrs. Coover. She was married, she and her husband, Lewis, never had any children. I know that she was probably a 30 to 40-year employee of the Commerce Bank, a very long-term bank officer at the peak of her career, and when she retired, she was the head of a proof department. That's why it really thrills all of us at Commerce Bank, Commerce Trust Company, to be a part of this, is because she was one of our own. But in any event, she obviously had a very charitable heart and was crazy about her community and wanted to help others in need. And we're just grateful over at Commerce to be a part of this and be a part of it into the future.
Yeah, it's kind of strange magic what happens when someone leaves a really meaningful trust and for years and decades later, it significantly impacts your community in so many ways.
Yes.
Her fund has granted almost $4.7 million already since we started giving grants in 2002. So it's been an incredibly enormous amount of impact.
And to look over the past, you know, decade and then some on the impact it's had and the number of persons positively affected by this has been so tremendous and just awesome.
I think one of the coolest things about Coover is how over the course of time we began to really focus on the region instead of just Springfield. And now at this point, it's almost all regional dollars because we have such a significant regional need for grant making here in rural Missouri. And Coover's one of the few that nonprofits out in the region can apply to. And the grants are really wide ranging. You know, we have funded the repair of a roof in a senior center in Gainesville. We're funding things like backpack programs, and we helped fund expansions of Care to Learn in other communities that weren't able to do it themselves. And we've been in sort of a wide variety of purposes. We feed kids and we fix roofs and we, you know, fund arts programming. We do all these sort of different things within the same realm, but under that same purpose, which is that we want to benefit the rural Ozarks, the
right.
Ozarks that is underrepresented in grant making and that the Community Foundation really cares a lot about and Commerce Trust also really cares a lot about trying
right.
to make those places stronger.
Right. And, you know, it's really quite a process. What I like, I think, the most about it is the fact that since these are regional grants, by having those regional board members on that committee and participating in that process.
The CFO's board is made up of half regional board members, and they represent all of southern Missouri. Some of them drive from quite a ways to come to the Community Foundation meetings, and they also come and participate in Coover. They're the ones who make the decisions.
And a lot of time goes into this. I mean, we spend a lot of time reviewing the formal grant request that these organizations submit, and we scrub them, and we talk, and we ask questions.
It is a lengthy whittling down process because we get so many applications. We have multiple rounds of stepping it down and making sure that each applicant has all of the information we need from them and making sure that impact is significant. And then gradually we work our way down to a smaller pool and then cut that pool in half, and then we come to the place where we have $250,000 worth of applications that we feel really excited about.
Yeah. Mrs. Coover's planning predates me, but again, she trusted and she heard from advisors that the Community Foundation would be a great fit for her, you know, would be able to partner with Commerce Trust Company and carry out her wishes and do a good job.
And like me, every year I get to work with the Coover Funds, and I never met Mrs. Coover.
Right.
And I'm sure she was a wonderful person, and I just have to sort of imagine what she would have been like.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about that earlier today, Bridget, what I think it must have been like, and from what I do know, I think it would have been that sweet, amazing, kind neighbor next door, just a fantastic person with a big heart and very smart woman, though. I mean, she worked with the right advisors. She worked with the right people who helped her put in place what was meaningful to her. And it thrills me. And I only wish I could have a conversation with her now and show her exactly how impactful this has been and how impactful it's going to be for years and years to come. I think she would be so happy.
Jill Reynolds is a vice president with Commerce Trust Company and chair emeritus of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Bridget Dirks is the CFO's grant program officer. The Lewis L. and Julia Dorothy Coover Charitable Foundation regional grants will be awarded in April. For more information, cfozarks.org.